I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Wow!
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by top London radio DJ and certified Japanophile, Mr. Pete Donaldson. He's right here next to me.
Hello, Chris. Chris, how are you still standing, mate?
I'm sitting, mate.
I've seen your routine and your regime. You sleep for but 4 hours a night, and you edit, and you work, and you cycle, and you run around filming. And I just don't know how you manage to
live.
Do it. I don't know how you manage to live.
I don't know how I do it either.
I can see why you bought those bananas that we were talking about last week on the podcast, because you need all of the potassium you can possibly get, because that is your schedule is crazy.
My legs pretty achy, I'm not going to lie. So, hello guys. We're currently in a log cabin in Hyogo.
Back in the log cabin.
If you listen to last week's podcast, we're in the same log cabin because we filmed both these podcasts back to back, basically. And today we're going to talk about what Pete's done and the second half of of his trip with me on the cycle.
What has Pete done?
That's a new podcast title there, isn't it? Pete done? So Pete joined me on the cycle for 4 days across Kansai region, starting in Kyoto and ending here in Kobe. Last week we talked about what we got up to in Kyoto, and today we're going to talk about what we got up to in Osaka and in Kobe, yesterday and today. And just again, just for those who didn't listen to last week's podcast yet, we are in a log cabin. We tried to stay in a hotel in Kobe, but it's a Friday night, things are very expensive and very hard to find, so we got this log cabin up a mountain, 20 minutes outside the city. It is utterly terrifying, but also rather splendid.
It would only be 5 minutes out of the city if the roads weren't so windy. I don't know what happens in an earthquake, because rocks must be raining down on this valley. Surely.
Rocks must be raining down. Raining rocks. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was really scared when the car was coming up here, because it just suddenly got very dark, it got very windy, and I didn't know where we were going. But it's turned out pretty well,
We've done alright. We've done alright.
So what have we got up to in Osaka, Mr. Donaldson?
I remember it being a fun day.
It was only yesterday. It was the summer of 69.
Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Because I didn't sleep particularly well last night, and I don't know why, because I'd had such a full day. How did I manage to mess that up?
The day began in the evening. At 5 p.m. no less.
We did, yes, we did start.
We kicked things off, we got up pretty late. By pretty late, I mean I got up at 11 a.m. And then I did some editing. And then at 5 p.m, Pete and I rendezvoused and the night began. So we made a video in Osaka. We had 1 day in Kyoto, Osaka and Kobe, and we made a video in each of them. And by the time this podcast comes out, they may or may not be on YouTube. Definitely go to the Abroad Japan channel and check them out, because you can watch what we got up to in video form.
Yeah.
We'll give you a behind-the-scenes commentary, though. So the first thing we did was we went to a... And now you're going to finish my sentence, because I've forgotten what we did.
We sort of kicked off in Amerikamura, didn't we?
No. Okonomiyaki.
Oh, yes, of course.
So the first thing we did...
staple dish of Osaka.
We went and got pancakes.
Osaka is famous for a dish. maybe two, and it's Okonomiyaki, people. We've probably spoken about Okonomiyaki before because I have a great love for it. There's a couple of restaurants in London, or at least there was before I left. They might have gone now.
Your but, business. But, the sole customer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm keeping them afloat. But it's just a flat, thick, very fluffy pancake with all kinds of bits and bobs, savoury pancake, fried. Beautiful.
It's nice. You get a little grill in front of you and they cook it before you. What we had black pork in it, and I think we had prawns.
Everything. Prawns, we had beef, we had beef. Squid as well.
Squid and cheese. Don't forget the cheese.
Yeah, Chris added cheese in and I didn't think it would work, but then if you add cheese to anything, it makes everything better, doesn't it? Really?
It definitely does. Really, and it was glorious. So. And then they marinate the top of it with Worcester sauce, kind of tangy sauce, mayonnaise and fish flakes. Yeah. So it's got a whole different...
Katsuobashi.
Yeah, it's called. You know, I didn't know that word until yesterday, until you said it.
Oh,
your
there you go.
Japanese vocabulary, you've got one little word there that not even I know.
One little word.
And one little word. Katsuobashi.
One little word.
Katsuobashi.
Well, we were enjoying...
Is it Katsuobashi?
I think it's Katsuoboshi.
Katsuoboshi.
I think that's the case. I mean, you'll know why it's Katsuoboshi, but I don't know.
It's the one word I don't know, amongst many others. It was good, it was really nice.
Delicious.
It's a good way to line your stomach before an evening of drinking, which is exactly what we did.
Yeah.
After we'd filled ourselves with a nice tasty pancake and drunk some lovely sake and a red eye for Pete, which is a beer drink with tomato juice in it.
Yeah.
It looks disgusting and tastes disgusting. For me anyway. I don't know how that's a thing. Is it only in Japan?
Only in Japan. The only time I've ever had it in Japan.
So we don't have it in the UK?
No, it's not a thing. Maybe they have it in like China and stuff, but I've never had it there either. It's just tomato juice and lager together at last. They also occasionally in Japan they will chance their arm at like just mixing in like Campari and lager. Which is also a very interesting kind of... It gives it like a bitter dryness that it didn't really need. And sweetness as well.
Stuck with a gin tonic and a cup of sake. And then we went to this place. So in Osaka, there's a town called Amerikamura. Literally, America Town. And it's a very trendy... I say trendy. I think trendy's a stretch, really, isn't it?
It's
trendy's not the word.
It's teenagers doing ollies on their... skateboards and BMXs, basically.
It's the sort of place you'd find Tony Hawk's.
It looks like a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 level. It looks exactly like that.
You basically cross the road in Osaka and you just start hearing hip-hop music all of a sudden. And that's when you know you've stepped into the world of Amerikamura. And there's loads of weird, bizarre clothes shops selling really crappy, tacky clothes that I don't know who buys them. I don't understand. But in the heart of Amerikamura, there's a little triangle. They call it the Golden Triangle or something, I think. And within that triangle, there's lots of skateboarders and hippie, hoppy, trendy, cool kids. And Pete and I blended in with the crowd, hip-hop crowd. We bought some Strong Zero, which is a carbonated shochu-based drink, which is kind of, I think, Japanese sake sparkling drink. And we drank that and... talk to people and made friends.
Yeah, we had a little chat to some youngsters who were some students who were just hanging out. Some of them met for the first time. They taught us some Osaka slang, which I can't remember.
Nande one.
That
was the word.
Instead of what was that instead of though?
Nande or nani?
Oh right. So there's like nande one.
Yeah, nande one. Osaka.
It's sort of a dialect.
Yeah, nande one. Osaka dialect meaning what? Yeah, they taught us some Osaka dialect. That was quite fun.
I taught them some northeastern dialect, Yai Man, which Chris had never even heard. Because Chris has never watched the TV show Biker Grove, which I guess will mean literally nothing to everyone listening around the world. But in England, very much part of our growing up was watching a TV show based in a youth centre in Newcastle. In Biker.
Maybe for you, mate. Yai Man?
So I've just got. So we got a video of like a load of Osakan youngsters going Yai Man.
Yeah,
which amused me, if nothing else.
Pete Donaldson, ladies and gentlemen, corrupting the youth of Osaka with his bizarre dialect that I can barely understand myself. As I said earlier today to someone, I've had three people join me on this cycle so far: Joey, the anime man from Australia, Charlotte in Japan from Canada, and Pete Donaldson from Hartlepool, near Newcastle in North England. And I haven't a clue what Pete's saying most of the time.
Yeah, but you said I understand. You said that after I used the word brackish.
What's that?
Which is a word that, you know, learned people would know.
I'm not a learned
It's not a learned people. It's not Hartlepool slang, brackish.
What does it mean?
It means like bitter, or kind brackish. Of like a dry bitterness, I think.
So can you say, I'm feeling brackish?
No. No, like if it's a taste, it's like a... it's brackish.
So I can go, I could eat this banana. This banana tastes brackish.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, right. You're probably more likely to find a brackish cheese bun. So that would probably... you got more chance of that being brackish.
Word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, brackish.
Somebody find the Japanese for the word brackish.
What I love is this podcast is listened to people all around the world from countries South America and Eastern Europe. We have people all around the world listen, and now they're all going to know the word brackish.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
You know, listen to this podcast, so much educational value to be had.
I'm enjoying the fact that in this cabin, because obviously in Japanese homes you got to take your shoes off, I'm wearing a lovely pair of slippers.
Yeah, so you get slippers in the log cabin we're in. And they're rather fluffy.
I'm not a slipper guy, but when I get the rare opportunity to sort of, if I spend a bit of time at my mum and dad's, I'll put my dad's slippers on.
Did you remember...
Use a pipe.
Speaking of slippers, do you remember that thing, the food dish you saw today? We were in an elevator having a whale of a time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a little... There was a sign for, like, a lobster restaurant.
Mm.
And there was a dish saying, let's enjoy the delicious taste of slipper lobster.
Slipper lobster.
Slipper lobster.
And it kind of looked a bit like a shoe, because it sort of turned it inside out. So it did look like a shoe. So slipper lobster.
If you know what slipper lobster is, please let us know. Send us an email, abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. I have no idea what slipper lobster is. No. I'm not even gonna try and search on Google.
I'm not even gonna try and slip it in my mouth. I'm not gonna
contaminate my Google search history with slipper lobster. anyway, so Osaka after America Mura, we went to a retro games bar. Now, it's one of my favourite things. I love the way you've forgotten this. It was 20 hours ago.
I drank a lot of that Chuhai highball, whatever it's
Strong
called.
Zero.
Strong Zero.
Strong Zero.
I drank a bit of that, and you kept on accusing me of waltzing on my promises to drink and hiding the cans. But I was slamming them back like nobody's business. Once we got the retro bar, I was like, whoa, not very good at Mario Kart now, if indeed I ever was.
Well, you lost at Bomberman.
I did lose at Bomberman.
We had a Bomberman off. And,
it's a weird game to be an expert of, to be honest, Chris.
It is a bit. I don't know why I'm good at Bomberman. So we went to this retro games bar, and there's a Super Nintendo SNES there. And whenever I go in a place like that, I always play Bomberman. Because it's such a simple game.
Mm.
It's based just a guy laying bombs.
Mm.
I don't know who thought it up. I don't really know the history behind Bomberman. Well, but it's bloody fun.
Created Dynamite, I guess.
Yeah, well, we're sitting there.
Alfred Nobel, didn't he create Dynamite?
I don't think Bomberman is based on Alfred Nobel.
On Alfred Nobel's life.
But it should be. But yeah, chicken nuggets in hand. Chicken nuggets in my right hand. Moscow Mule in the left. And controller in my mouth.
God, yeah.
I beat Pete Donaldson.
You had some good times last night. And what I liked about the
Bomberman.
What I liked about the retro bar is that they had like sort of systems that never came out in Britain, like the PC Engine. And the, like the Neo Geo and stuff like that, and so I'd never seen them on like YouTube videos, like where like people just have got them off eBay, or I'd seen them on eBay, and I was like, I'd really like that, but you see them in like the retro game shops, you're like, it'll just sit under your telly, and you'll never use it. You'll use it once, it won't work for whatever reason. Some dust will have got in it.
There was some weird games in there. You found a game with Beat Takeshi on from the 1980s.
Yeah.
Like what console was that for? Was that for the SNES?
I think it might have been.
It must be early 90s.
I think it might have been. No, I think it might have even been for the PC Engine. I think it might have been one of those ones. The MSX maybe.
And it was Beat Takeshi, one of Japan's most famous actors and directors, with a Hitler moustache on just randomly.
Yeah.
That was a good
run around. But I didn't realise it was Beat Takeshi until somebody explained it to me. It's really good to sort of walk around Japan with some people who actually have some Japanese knowledge just to sort of go clear up what's going on, really, to be honest.
Thoroughly wash.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Your manly body.
Wow.
But I really enjoyed that. I love retro games bars. It's something our trip to Osaka yesterday, I started giving up on Osaka because the last few times I've been there, I haven't had much fun. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I've been there in a hurry, or maybe it's the crowdedness of Osaka. But yesterday was really fun. I actually really enjoyed it. Maybe it's because we did lots of different things.
Yeah, it was a bit of a giggle, wasn't it?
The video we were trying to make is called something like Osaka Nightlife, six things we did. So we're looking to try and do lots of different things. Mm. And after the Retro Games Bar, we went and had... No, I don't remember what we did.
We
went to another bar.
I played the piano for
a little while.
And then we went and had takoyaki.
Yes.
In the street.
Street takoyaki.
Street food.
No trip to Osaka is complete without trying takoyaki. Fried octopus. Fried octopus balls. It is octopus, right?
Yeah. Little chunks of octopus. It's basically okonomiyaki batter in a ball, but the way they construct them is rather beautiful. And again, it's got the same katsuobushi, the same fish flakes, the same kind of, what's that green stuff? Is that bonito? I can't really call it. Bonito?
It might be
and,
bonito.
And green onion, right. And then and the same fluid on top, the QP mayonnaise and the stuff.
So good, but it's very dangerous. You bite into it. And it just bursts.
It's hot.
Gooey batter and mayonnaise and Worcester sauce and octopus comes out. Delicious, but fucking so damn hot. Mm. So hot, like it incinerated my mouth. Last time I was in Osaka, and this is probably why I didn't like Osaka last time I came, I bit into a takoyaki and it was like hotter than the sun. And for the next 7 days, I couldn't use my tongue. My tongue was just like gone.
Yeah, it's something else, isn't it, really?
It was horrible, but... that aside, takoyaki's lovely. And then we rounded it off with some karaoke.
Oh, God, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
You were drunk last night, weren't you?
I was half done by then, to be honest. I was ruinous.
Pete didn't sing that much.
But that said, I didn't realise that you hire out the room and you get free booze.
Yes.
You don't pay for the booze.
That was a big mistake. So basically, in karaoke in Japan... you rent out a room, a booth, for like 2 hours. You get a pretty big room. Mm. I mean, a decent-sized room. Mm. Could fit probably like 20 people in there, but there's only six or seven of us. And you get all you can drink for like 2 hours. Yeah. You have a big menu filled with food and drink. All you could drink. I had several gin tonics. Pete had nothing. Pete was so daft, he didn't realise that it was all you could drink until like the last 10 minutes, and then he was like, wait a minute, this is all you can drink, why haven't I ordered anything,
what an idiot.
Yep. I think by that point you'd had enough anyway.
Nomi hodai,
all you can drink,
so tabi hodai is all you can eat.
Yes. Very good. Nomi Hordai, Tabi Hordai. What you can eat, what you can drink.
Damn it. Well, I missed out. But I missed out, yeah. That's fun, yeah.
And on top of that, we tried to make a Blade Runner-esque style music video of Pete just walking around in front of neon signs. But it didn't go according to plan, because the plan was to do that after we'd finished everything. We're going to film like Pete walking around the neon lit signs and stuff around 2 a.m. But Osaka, 2 a.m, all the lights are switched off. The Glico man, the infamous Glico character from the sweet shop company that overhangs the main Dotonbori Bridge, it was off. It was switched off.
And me and Ian, who works for Tokyo Creative, we had a long, passionate argument discussion as to whether he was recessed during the day or not. It was all very confusing. We don't know what he does. He changes from being a flat LED character animated to being half and half. Halfu.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I didn't get that either. So the big Glico Man character is a screen, but yet also not a screen.
Ian told me a fascinating story about one of the baseball teams in Osaka. I think probably the Osaka Tigers or something like that. Basically, used to win a lot in the Hanshin Tigers. He used to win a lot in the 70s and 80s, I think. And they... every time they would win the championship or whatever the big, you know, league was, everyone would line up the Dotonbori Bridge, the river. What's the river called? Is it Dotonbori River?
No, yes.
Whatever the river is. They'd all line up on the Osaka River. And when they would shout out the roster of the team, so they'd shout out every player's name. And if you looked like that player, you would jump in the river. And the problem was, one of their big hitters was an American guy. Now, back then, there weren't that many Americans in Osaka, and there was no one lining the river to jump in who looked American.
Right.
So, a mob ran to the KFC. KFCs here in Japan have a three-quarter size statue of the colonel outside, and they threw the colonel into the river. He sank, and... And he could never be... He was never found again.
Really?
He could never be found again.
How can you not find, like, a giant, life-size Colonel Sanders?
I know. For the same reason, it's quite hard to find a body in a river, I guess, as well. So they sent divers out. For the very reason that the Tigers just couldn't win. So it was like a curse. Everyone thought that because they could not find the Colonel Sanders they threw into the river, they said that's why the Tigers would never win another championship. And it's true, they still haven't.
Oh, my
God.
But
about 5 years ago, some divers found... Just bear in mind, like a 23-year-old bloke jumped in, like dived in, tried to find him to try and reverse fortunes of this baseball team. And he died, like, searching for this.
Seriously?
But a few, like 5 years ago, the actual KFC mascot, Colonel Sanders, showed up. They found it. He was missing a hand and some spectacles as well. And it was just this rotten... Give it a Google. It's the curse of the colonel in Osaka. It was just this rotten KFC colonel that was just... And basically, they went to KFC and went, do you want this back? And do you want this to put this outside your shop? Like, it's like, of course not. It looks disgusting.
No.
It's been in the bloody river, the rotten river, for like the past, like, you know, 20 to 15 years. And so, because they've never found the hand of the colonel and the spectacles of the colonel, they say that apparently that's why the fortunes have never been reversed and they'll never win again.
Well, then they're indefinitely screwed.
Yeah, because you're never going to find a hand.
What's the moral of the story here?
Don't throw Colonel Sanders in a river. So that's what I took away from Osaka. You took away a load of footage filmed by a man half cut, which you're going to have to edit into a cool 80s music video.
Yeah.
I think that's better to say.
So I've got that challenge. I've got to try and make Pete Donaldson look cool.
Yeah.
Should have thrown him in a river. Today, though...
It might improve my complexion.
Today,
though, where are we?
So we're in Kobe now, and we've done one thing today and one thing alone. And that was eat Kobe beef.
Yes.
Back in March, you may recall that Pete Donaldson interviewed Bryan Cranston on his radio show, on Absolute Radio. And I joked to Pete, I said, if you get Bryan Cranston to shout out the Abroad in Japan podcast, I will buy you Kobe beef, Kobe steak when you come to Japan. And he did it. And we've got the Bryan Cranston clip. You can watch that. It's on the YouTube channel. Bryan Cranston shouting out the podcast. So I had to do it. So we did it today.
And it was bloody delicious.
It was amazing. Although I can feel...
How was it sitting on your stomach?
It's 5 o'clock now. It's not. I was looking at the time. Is it 5 p.m? No, it's 9:40 p.m. That was about 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
And I still feel full.
You still feel it.
Now, the beef
in your bones.
The beef in question was delicious and mouth-watering. And we got a video coming out about that, so you can watch it in beautiful high definition and see Pete's glorious reaction.
Yeah.
But I, as much as I love Kobe beef, and it was so good and delicious eating it there and then, afterwards, I do feel a bit rough. Now, it might be because I'm hungover. I'll put that right out there. But it's so fatty.
It's very like, oily.
If you can't afford Kobe beef, and it was pretty expensive, it was $150 each. Luckily, it was paid for my my management company, my YouTube network, Tokyo Creative. So I didn't have to pay for it. Yeah, thank you, Tokyo Creative.
I've had a lovely time. I've just been along with the ride.
Yeah. Covered in
Kobe beef.
Travelling around for free, eating his wonderful exotic Kobe beef. But if you can't afford Kobe beef, literally just go and buy a bucket of butter and eat it. Just pour the butter down your mouth and it will basically be the same.
It's pretty much like that, yeah. The restaurant was nice, though.
The restaurant was very good.
The taxi driver gave us a few facts about the restaurant.
So we were late to the restaurant, unsurprisingly. Foreigners, what do you expect?
Yeah.
We were 5-10 minutes late, so we hopped in a taxi. We pulled out this little taxi and there was a man who kind of like, you know, got us in. And on the way of our 5-10 minute taxi journey, this guy had some kind of fruit. I don't know what the fruit was yet.
I think it was like one of those big apples, like a big... What's the word for money?
Genkin.
Genkin. Is that a fruit?
Nah, it wasn't Genkin. I want to say guava fruit.
Right, okay.
Let's just pretend it was guava fruit, even though it definitely wasn't. But he had a littered across his dashboard by 6 guava fruit. And I could barely understand what he was saying because he was a very thick kind of dialect. He was quite old. He kind of mumbled his words, a bit like I do every single day of my life. And he was just picking up the guava fruit, and he was just explaining why there was guava fruit. And I got like maybe like 20% of what he was saying.
Yeah.
He was making crude jokes about how the fruit looked like breasts.
They didn't
look like breasts. I don't know what breasts he's
But as soon as I heard the word opai, I was like, oh, I know that word.
Yep. Opai.
Opai.
Breasts. And then I was like, why have you got these in your car? And he was like, oh, good smell. And he started... he stuck it in front of my nose and was like, yeah, sniff that.
Jamming stinky fruit in your mouth, like, in your face.
I'm on my way to have a $150 steak and this man's just sticking a mouldy guava fruit in front of my nose, in front of my nostrils. But it was certainly a nice way to kick off the beef experience. How do you find it though? It was your first time eating.
I enjoyed it.
Wagyu Kobe beef.
I'm not one to fetishise food, as you well know, but it's hard to deny that was quite the meal. He cooked the veg lovely as well. It's nice to have a bit of veg.
Even the vegetables were good.
Nice to have a bit of veg, I tell you.
I think
that was great.
What I like about it is it's teppanyaki, which is a grilled kind of, which means grilled meal. So you've got a grill in front of you, and the chef comes over, he shows you the beef. He brought over this lump of beef of about, how many kilograms was it? Like 2,000 kilograms
gigantic,
of beef.
Gigantic, wasn't it, yeah. And one of us asked how much that would cost, and he went, you could buy a car.
yeah, you could buy a car for the same price for that beef. We had 250 grams each, which that was more than
like,
enough.
That sounds like we're doing drugs. We did 250 grams each.
It's cheaper.
We were highest, probably cheaper pound for pound.
Drugs are cheaper than what we had. Yeah, it was more than enough. I think more than 250 grams would just kill you. Like,
heavy.
I didn't feel that great afterwards, to be honest. I felt like, you know, I felt like I'd done something awful to my body, and I do now.
I'm from the northeast. We eat palm oils and fried food all the time.
You eat what?
Palm oils. It's like
palm oil.
Palm oils. A palm oil.
Palm oil.
It's like
picture the people of Hartlepool drinking palm oil.
We have. It's like a pizza, but instead of bread and dough, it's like a flattened like chicken.
What?
Like a flattened kind of like,
flattened
an escalope,
chicken.
A breaded escalope of chicken with bechamel sauce and cheese on it and stuff. It is good, but it's a bit much. It's a bit rich.
It does feel like you're from a different country to me sometimes.
It's definitely an acquired taste, or certainly one you don't have before partaking in alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A dish that... I tell you, it does feel like you're from a different country sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I am, literally, at the moment, so...
Yeah. But it was good. And now, that's it. So Pete is off tomorrow morning. He's off on a bullet train to Tokyo to enjoy his... to actually enjoy himself a little bit, because I think the last few days have been a bit intense on him. He's a battered man.
A battered man. He's ruined me.
Absolutely buggered.
I'm all greasy.
He's all greasy and filled with beef. But it's been fun. I've really enjoyed our time here, and I can't wait to look back over the videos, which, as we're recording now, I don't know what they're going to be like. They might be brilliant. They might be crap. Who knows?
But they'll be up.
But they'll be up. Hopefully, by the time this podcast comes out, at least one of them will be up, guys.
They'll be existing.
But yeah. That's all for now. We'll be back same time next week with another podcast. Mm. I don't know what's going to be in the podcast yet.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yep.
We play it by ear. Yeah. But, yeah, do check out the videos and do check out the Journey Across Japan project on YouTube. It's just me on a bike, innit?
Yeah, Although
there's not been me on a bike the last few days, so not that I'm going to complain, having cycled... something like 500, 600 kilometres.
Well, you need to...
rest,
up
rejuvenate.
Up the grease. You've had a bit of...
Up steak. The grease.
Up the grease. Grease the knees.
Well, I've greased my insides with that bloody beef.
Exactly. So, that's it.
That's it.
We've got to go and do a live stream.
It's all going on. We're doing a live stream as well tonight. Yeah. On the YouTube, so it's intense. It's an intense thing experience. I've been buggered, to be honest, guys, because if I'm not cycling 50 kilometres a day, I'm filming a video and then I'm editing it till 5 a.m. so I feel a bit of a wreck. I think it's not good for my health, but at the same time I really enjoy it. Whenever you release a video onto YouTube, whenever I release a video onto YouTube, I get a kind of an adrenaline rush.
An endorphin rush.
Because you have like 100,000 people watching the video and you feel like all the hours and hard work that you put into it, it kind of feels vindicated at that point.
When you kind of put it together, then you render it and then you wake up and then you release it at a specific time.
Mm.
And then 3 hours later, you wake up and read the comments and see how it's gone.
It's really cool. That's what keeps me going, to be honest. Like, the first few days were really hard. My legs ached. I wanted to die. And then cycling 50 kilometres, you just want to sleep and just relax and rest. And I couldn't because I'm editing. And I'll be doing it for the next 3-4 weeks because we're halfway through the cycle. That's why I kind of needed these days off in Kansai to rest, rejuvenate and discover how to smile again. But I'm enjoying the cycle. It's great fun. And I can't wait at the end of it all to just sort of sit back and look at the whole travel. You know, look at the whole series of 50 videos or so, you know. You'll be able to look at every single day of that journey and kind of relive it all. So I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you guys are as well. So we'll be back same time next week, guys, no matter where you might be out there in the big wide world. Thanks for joining us, and Pete Darson, have a safe trip back to the UK.
Thanks, mate.
I'm going to be in the UK next month, so Pete and I will be reunited to record more podcasts together in a studio in person, like this.
Lovely.
This is a weird thing. To be sitting next to Pete doing a podcast, it's really odd.
It's actually a lot easier, isn't it?
It's a lot easier.
It flows.
It does.
It flows easier.
It's magical. You don't have to see
the whites of the eyes.
It's wonderful. All right, guys. Thanks for joining. We'll see you next time.
From two beefy boys to you, good night.
The beefy boys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.